5. The Hidden Alliance Between Terrorism and the Western Radical Left. A contemporary German musician said, "This is the greatest artwork in the entire universe." He spoke not of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, but of the September 11th terrorist attacks. After 9/11, radical Western leftist intellectuals cheered the attacks and defended the perpetrators. One American writer praised the terrorists for destroying the Tower of Babel, that is, the World Trade Center, as a symbol of U.S. wrongdoing. An Italian playwright and Nobel laureate in literature said, "The economies in which, Wall Street, speculators rule killed tens of millions of people every year with poverty. What is a big deal if 20,000 people die in New York?" A professor at the University of Colorado Boulder campus characterized those working in the World Trade Center as little Eichmanns, referring to one of the architects of the Nazi Holocaust. Hoping to prevent the United States from carrying out military interventions in Afghanistan and Iraq, various radical left-wing forces launched a large-scale anti-war protest movement. Linguist and radical leftist thinker Noam Chomsky said in a speech at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology that the United States is the largest country of terrorism, and that Washington planned to launch a quiet genocide in Afghanistan. The leftists held peace vigils and teach-ins around the country. While the United States operations against terrorists in Afghanistan were in full swing, Chomsky took a two-week trip to the Indian subcontinent, spreading rumors to millions of Muslims and Hindus. He accused the United States of planning to kill 3 or 4 million Afghans by hunger. A professor at Columbia University said he hoped the U.S. military would suffer 1 million Mogadishus. The Battle of Mogadishu refers to the 1993 Al-Qaeda ambush of U.S. Special Forces in Somalia in 1993, in which 18 American soldiers were killed. The anti-war movement, initiated by the radical left, targeted the United States in order to hamper its efforts in the war on terror. In February 2003, a month before the United States attacked Iraq, bin Laden released an audio recording through Al Jazeera calling on people to fight against the U.S. military in the streets. He openly declared, "The interests of Muslims and the interests of the socialists coincide in the war against the Crusaders. Answer, Act Now to Stop War and End Racism," is an anti-war organization with prominent exposure in the media. Its members are mostly socialists, communists, and leftists or progressives. Many of its founders have ties with the International Action Center and the Workers' World Party, a communist radical organization. In this sense, ANSWER is actually a frontline force aligned with Stalinist communism. Also participating in the anti-war movement is Not In Our Name, a front organization of the Revolutionary Communist Party, which is a Marxist-Leninist party linked to the Chinese communist regime. In addition to actively whitewashing terrorists and organizing anti-war movements, leftists in the legal community have gone all out in opposing the Patriot Act, passed by Congress shortly after 9/11 to strengthen the U.S. counter-terror capabilities. Before the bill was passed, the FBI waited 7 years before arresting Sami Alarian, a professor of computer science at the University of South Florida who provided terrorists with financial support. If an equivalent to the Patriot Act had existed earlier, arresting Arian earlier might have prevented the September 11th attacks. The blind Sheikh Omar Abdelrahman, who planned the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, was sentenced to life imprisonment in 1995. His defense lawyer, Lynn Stewart, visited the prison and passed a message from Abdelrahman to followers in the Middle East, telling them to continue their terrorist activities. Stewart was found guilty in 2005. Surprisingly, after her guilty verdict, she became a political idol for the left and has been repeatedly invited to lecture at universities, law schools, and other venues. A 2004 study by American scholar David Horowitz titled Unholy Alliance, Radical Islam and the American Left reveals the nefarious connection between Islamic extremists and radical leftists. According to his analysis, the radical left around the world has served to cover for Islamic jihadis. Standing with terrorists against Western democratic states is part of the radical left's long march to destroy Western society from within. They are willing to use any method that helps them achieve this goal. The leftist ideology has no superficial relationship with Islamic extremism, their objectives coincide to form a pernicious alliance against the Western world and become a powerful tool for communism.